We are joined in the media center here at Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway following up the AAA Insurance Midwest Nationals Race 2 of the NHRA Countdown with our funny car winner, Sean Langdon. Langdon picked up the win in the final round over his Coletta Motorsports teammate, J.R. Todd. It is your second funny car win, but first in the traditional two-wide format. 16th win of your career. You got 14 in Top Fuel, 2 in funny car, but a rare stat, you and Gary Selzy, the only to win in funny car and Top Fuel here at Gateway. Sean Langdon, walk us through your race day.
Oh, man, what an incredible day. Really just going through qualifying. We didn't have a fast race car. We had a consistent race car. And after Reading, where we smoked the tires a lot and blew the tires off at the starting line, we kind of had to go a little bit in a conservative mode, but it really kind of put us behind in qualifying. We ended up qualifying 10th and didn't give us a good draw first round with having Tommy Johnson Jr., obviously a very, very tough car, so it's not an ideal draw first round. And, you know, I just felt like, you know, they kind of said, like, hey, we're going to get you close. We don't really exactly know what it's going to do because we made a couple changes from yesterday, but we think it's going to run well. But, you know, we're going to leave it, you know, we're going to give you the best car we can, and we're going to leave it up to you. And fortunately, it worked out. Ended up getting a whole shot win and gave the guys a little bit of confidence. And we came back for second round, and it was not supposed to do that. We were just trying to make it just a good, clean run and blew the tires off at the hit. And, you know, a situation that I've felt like, you know, I got a lot of learning to do in driving a funny car because it's a lot different than a dragster. So I felt like, you know, just trying to take my time and be patient, especially on the hotter track surface, of just allowing the car to recover. And I kind of squeezed the throttle back on, and I saw him having some issues. And so, you know, by that time I was trying to get it back full throttle. And like I had said in one of my other interviews, you know, kind of my old super comp days came back in because tracking him down, I could see that I was going to get there first. And but I could tell that the motor was laboring really hard. And so I clicked it off a little bit early before the finish line, just, you know, don't want to blow anything up any more than I already probably am. And but, you know, just the thing with Dell and Nikki is, you know, just how talented they are in the whole Global Electronic Technology team. Such a great group of guys. And, yeah, I knew just kind of with that there, going to the semis, you know, they were very confident that, you know, we're going to get our shit together and give you a good race car. And they did, and they saved my butt in the semis, made a killer run against Tasca. And then the final, I don't know what happened. I hit the gas, and I heard that thing was laboring. But, man, it's the final round in the countdown. I'm not lifting for nothing. And, you know, I was expecting to see the yellow car, and I knew our car was struggling, but, you know, never did. Unfortunately, got the yellow wind light, and, I mean, pretty good day, man. Just a great morale booster for the whole team. You know, we felt like we've had a car capable of winning for a while now, and just, man, we just seem to keep running into the buzzsaws, the low ETs of every round. And here again today, you know, we had Tommy Johnson Jr. first round, low ET of the round. Was fortunate, you know, fortunately we got it on the hole shot. But, you know, we felt like we just need that one round to just kind of turn it around, and we felt like we had a big day today.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media here at Gateway. We've got a question for Sean. Name and affiliation, please.
Ken Roberts from Track Raceway, WWT Raceway. You're talking about the second round against Campbell. I didn't know if you were going to win. Probably you didn't know if you were going to get the light. Just talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, well, when I hit the gas, you know, obviously it blew the tires off at the hit. So first initial instinct is lift off the gas, allow the tires to slow down, and allow the car to recover. So about the time where I figured it was recovering, I kind of put my foot back on the gas and just cracked it open a little bit, just to get the car kind of rolling again. And as I was getting back down on the throttle, I saw him having some issues. So at that time, it was, you know, I just kind of said, let's go, and put the gas all the way to the floor. And like I said, probably about 500-600 foot, I could tell I was getting around him just by the rate of speed I was closing in on him. And, you know, fortunately, he had some trouble. We were able to get that win because that was normally we lose those rounds, you know.
So was that the key to your win, you think?
Well, I mean,
the whole day then.
No, I mean, there were so many keys. I mean, you know, the first round hole shot win, the second round, the pedal job, you know, the guys coming back and laying down a great run, getting low ET in the semis, and then getting lane choice for the final, and, you know, getting a little bit of lucky breaks, but it's just making the right calls and having a great group of guys behind you. You know, for them, I think just the biggest thing was there's just so many changes that we've made to try to accommodate the car, make it quicker. I mean, the top fuel field just so brutally tough right now. So many good drivers, so many good crew chiefs that you can't be a couple hundreds behind or you're going to get left in the dust. So we've been making some wholesale changes, and fortunately it paid dividends today.
Next question for Sean.
Kevin Houdeshell, Midwest Speed Report. Two-part question. First of all, how does it feel to get the two-lane monkey off your back now that you're in top fuel? And second of all, do you feel that this momentum is going to carry you forward in the countdown towards the championship?
And you are seventh in the standings at the moment.
Yeah. So I guess first question, finally, yeah. Finally, glad to get that win. Second part is, obviously, you know, anytime you can get a win in the funny car class, it builds momentum. But especially early, from the situation that we were in, being starting the countdown ninth place, there's not a lot of room for error. And then having our, you know, mistake that we just had a bad race in Reading and then dropping to 10th. The phone calls ensuing the next couple of days of all the conference calls that we had amongst the team was just that, you know, we have to make some big changes in St. Louis, because if we don't get to the final, we're going to have zero shot. So, like I said, you know, in some of the other interviews, we went and the front half the car, and that was a big wholesale change. Not something you normally do in the countdown, but it's just having the faith in, you know, the Coletta Fab Shop, all the guys back at the Coletta Shop in Ypsilanti, just a great group of guys there and a great group of guys putting the car together. I didn't even tow the car around. That's normally something that we do, is tow the car around to make sure the steering's right. Because as you can see, I sometimes have some issue keeping the thing straight. But they said they measured it all, and I trusted their word. And we actually rolled up for Q1, and we made one little half-turn adjustment. And other than that, I mean, the car was flawless for me to drive. So it's not normally a change you make when you have a great group of guys. It makes it a little bit easier.
Any additional questions for our funny car winner?
I've got one. Sean, with this win, now you go to Charlotte where you earned your first funny car win. What are your thoughts moving on to Charlotte?
Thoughts are to win, and let's get top five. Like the Friday night song, said, don't call it a comeback.
Yeah, well, exactly. You did pick a special song that had a little attitude on Friday night. But, you know, to the point of Coletta Motorsports, last time Coletta Motorsports won three races in a row, it was Doug, and now it's been three different drivers. So just the strength of the organization is apparent.
I mean, yeah, it's just following Connie Coletta's vision. I mean, the guy's awesome, you know, just a legend of the sport. Love racing for the guy. I mean, the guy's just got so much passion, and I think it just floods through the whole organization, just watching how that guy works. And every time you go to fire the car up, you see his golf carts right there, usually right by the beams of where you're trying to pull in to stage the car. But, he don't take no for an answer from nobody. But he's just – love racing for the guy. He's a great motivator, a great leader, and we just – like I said, we kind of follow his vision. But working amongst, you know, with the DHL dragster and the Mac Tools dragster and the DHL funny car, it's just really one joint effort, and you got four badass teams and badass group of guys that work together, and it's a great feeling to be a part of it.
Sean, congratulations on your funny car win, race 2 of the NHRA countdown. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much. Thank you.